Hi, everybody. Well, here we are. This is another CBS program. Today is Wednesday, and the date is June 3rd, 2015. And we're going to make sure that you're all here, so I'll count to five to bring you back into this reality in case you're elsewhere. And you can do your finger exercise. Make sure that your finger is pointing like straight up in front of you. That's a very simple exercise. Just have your body do it. And try not to get too mental with it, because you may try to move your hand and your finger to where it's supposed to be. Just kind of have your body go there, and it'll stop. If you're directly in front of you, you're in good shape. If not, where are you? So we'll bring you back here. So one, two, three, four, and five. So that's really hard for people to understand, that they could be listening to the program and not be on the earth, okay? Be out there in a fabricated reality. And you're hearing the program out in the beyond of, but you're not here. That's what the aliens can do, because they're in control of time. And remember, we think that, a second is a second in length. Oh, as you watch a clock move or something, you know, and see the hands move on a clock, and, it's tick-tock, tick-tock in the sense, and you think each time is a second. Well, then that could be, months or years. Okay, so they're in control of your reality, and they can take you anywhere and bring you back here. So that's all the scary stuff. I talk about that a lot on the lectures that we have, you know, at the expos and things. But other than that, you want to be here. That way you have probably less alien interference of happening to you, because when you're out on timelines, know that you're in the alien agenda. So you want to be on timeline that the earth is on, fully in the now, not a fabricated artificial earth that looks like the one that supposed to be living on. So remember, the timelines get created and you're connected to them because of normal emotions that you might have, good or bad. Being happy or sad, it's the same thing, it's still energy, and they create timelines to put you on those as you're having more of that experience. Could be having it 1,000 times more than what you're having here, which means that you could be in 1,000 timelines, same emotion, you're getting the energy from you. So let's energize the light beam, and we'll bring in male energies. So first one up, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, and it'll bring peace to you. Second light beam, male energies again. One, two, three, four, five. And the last one will be the male energy too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And think of an emotional situation that you may have had, or a trauma, something that upset you, and I'll help to release that one particular situation. So here we go. Think of it right now. Maybe you have to focus on it and think about it, because remember, you're in mind energy when this happens to you. You have to use mind energy to figure out what it is. Here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is there. So are you around out there? No?
Yes, I am here.
Good, here's good.
Yeah, I hope so. Hi, Ron and everybody else. I was wondering if we could talk about a specific clearing today and really go into a lot of detail about it and get some questions answered, and also do some sample healings referring to this particular healing. And the one I'm talking about is the alien attack, parasite life forms, and web attack removal. So it encompasses 10 different options and several different sections. So I just kind of wanted to go pretty deep into it. If anyone wants to look at the clearing or buy it, it actually starts with an E, because it starts with the word eliminating. So it's eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites. So let's just dive right in, because there's a lot of sections, so people might have questions if they write in. It looks like at the very top you get to choose, and you can do both. So that's what I would choose to do, but if you want just one, you could choose one or the other, so it's either spirit or body, and you could just check both, so that, I guess, all this stuff affects both things, your spirit and your body. And then the second little part is choose current life or parallel life, and that's one or the other. So you either choose what's occurring right now or you choose something that's going on. When you refer to parallel life, Ron, do you mean something that is happening in your dream state?
Yeah, it could be that, or it could be what you're living in the present moment elsewhere. So when you're replicated, let's see, how do I say this here? Let's just say that before the show started, we'll say 10 minutes ago, you were not here and you were out on many timelines. And so maybe you're on a timeline of worry. And so now all of a sudden you're listening to the program and we brought you into this timeline here, which is the no timeline, but we have to call it something. So we'll just say it's the Earth timeline, CLS timeline. So right now you're here. Now, are you taken off of the ones that you were on 10 minutes ago? No. You're still living those, even though you brought yourself back here from one of those timelines, okay? They can copy and paste you, and you can be all over the place, you know, throughout the day, throughout your whole lifetime. So you're still living that, say, the worry, the fret timeline or whatever that you were on, because you haven't got rid of it. That make sense to you, Michelle?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think a lot of people probably worry because many people, I think, are taught to constantly think about what's going to happen in the future or how what I'm doing now is going to affect the future. And that's kind of a form of worry. So probably a lot of people are on this timeline.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you start looking at anything that could be a possibility in your future, they will create that future for you. The aliens will. So you can now have your self-fulfilling prophecy, okay? And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe a week or two goes by, you know, and you, let's just say that you were thinking of, we'll just make it simple. You're thinking about buying an ice cream cone, okay? So you're thinking about that now, and 2 weeks from now, lo and behold, you find yourself walking in front of a store that sells ice cream cones, and you go, you know, I thought about having an ice cream cone 2 weeks ago. What a self-fulfilling prophecy. I got brought to this location where the ice cream cones are. So, you know, you can take any issue you want and put it that way, but that's kind of what most people kind of think, and all of a sudden the aliens created that for you. You can have your ice cream cone. So that's kind of more of a, we'll just say, a positive scenario, you know, if you like ice cream cones.
But, that's so funny.
So anyway, and maybe they had the right flavor. I guess the bad thing would be you go in there to buy your favorite flavor and they ran out of it, you know.
It's funny that you actually say that because that has occurred to me recently.
Yeah. And so what happens is your thoughts create your reality. And that creates the reality in the next minute or two the same day. But once you have a thought about something, it will normally come back to you. That's the law of cause and effect. That's the darkness. That's not light, because in true light, you don't create stuff in the future to bring it to you. You already have it. So, and it's all in peace. Well, that's the difference. If we have any newbies, you may start to connect dots here. And so naturally, if you have fears and anxieties or whatever, or fret or worry, then what are you worried about? Are you going to bring that to you? Because you are creating timelines for that. And it just depends what alien race reads that in your psychic billboard and goes, wow, this person, you know, they're worried about stubbing their toe. Let's do that for them. You know, they have that on their billboard. I'm worried about stubbing my toe. I don't want to do it again. It hurt a lot. We'll set them right up, and then they get everybody around you to reinforce that to make you stub your toe. And that's the law of cause and effect. You know, what you're thinking about is going to probably happen to you. Some people say, well, just think good thoughts. Only think happy thoughts or good thoughts. Well, what happens with that then, you may say, well, what's wrong with thinking about something very happy, about maybe making extra money or something, getting a second job, making extra money? Well, what will happen is, if that's a positive thing for you, then you're getting way out of balance because you haven't owned it yet, okay? So I'll try to describe this to make some sense for some people here. So if it's not you, if you don't own your reality, okay, the reality has to be you. So the fact that you want to make extra money, you're lacking money, so you need to make money. And that means that right away the pendulum is swinging way to one other side. We'll just say it swings way to the right for some reason, okay? And all of a sudden now it's stuck out there because you haven't owned it. You haven't owned your reality of owning that money and having the money. You're looking for it. So naturally, the old saying, you know, the Lord taketh, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. That's the alien agenda in a sense. So they'll give you the job. And then they'll find some way to take that away because you haven't owned it, and everything is external to you. You're looking outside of yourself to satisfy a desire, a need, because that's not you. You're living a false reality. So then naturally they'll come in and they'll say, okay, you earn an extra $100 this week, and we're going to now take away $100 or maybe, $500 from you. And then now you got to get another job to make up, you know, that $400 difference. That's the way it works. It's because it's not you. You haven't owned it. You haven't created and became your reality of existence. You're looking outside of yourself, and that's where they get you. So your wants and desires out there is what's going to probably, you may get it, but you may have something else happening to take it away or to cause problems. So anything you want to add to that, Michelle?
Oh, sometimes I think of questions and then I let them go. So I'm going to move on to the next thing until I remember again. It sounds interesting. I have often had that experience where I think of something, or maybe somebody's talking about, let's say, a TV show they saw, and they saw something kind of bad happen, and then I'll be like, oh, I wonder, you know, maybe in my mind I think, oh, I wonder what that would be like, and then I'm like, no, I don't want to know. I've learned to be like, I don't want to know, because I've realized this, that I could make it happen in order to find out. Does it help to like say out loud, I command the light beings, or I ask the light beings to take the thought away or to not make that happen? Or is there anything a person could do if they find themselves, let's say, worrying about something or thinking about something that they don't want to happen?
Okay, that's a very good one. Yeah, once you put it out there, it's already spray painted out on your psychic billboard, okay? So now you need to do a timeline crash on it. So if you're in fear of something, or, you know, you're fretting over something, and all of a sudden you think, uh-oh, you know, do I need to do something? Do I need to pay extra money for something? Or is this bill coming due or whatever? And then all of a sudden, now you're worrying about it. And the fact that you're worrying can bring you more energy, so you can't pay that bill. Okay? So maybe it's $50 and you're okay. You have the $50. Now you're worrying about it. Maybe you're worried because you're afraid you're going to be spending the money. Well, it could get spent because you're worrying about not having enough. It gets to be really tricky when I say these things, because some people don't understand it. They go, well, what's wrong with that? You know, shouldn't I really be thinking about anything? You know, because that's the way it's sounding. To a newbie, it'd say like, oh, gee, what's Ron really telling me? Not to think about my future life here and what I need to do to provide for myself or anything? No, you know that you already have it. Okay, you get in the reality, the timeline, the where it's already there. Everything is effortless for you and easy. Otherwise, you're going out on their timelines, and you're working with their spiritual laws and principles. Remember, in light, there's no spiritual laws or principles or contracts. Everything's in the now. If you want to work with those spiritual laws and contracts, then yeah, they will give it to you, and it'll come according to your belief system. And if you're in fear a lot or anxiety, you start bringing something up a lot and talking about things a lot, right away you're on timelines. You don't want to be on those timelines. So then now you have to do timeline crashing because you got connected to this energy. And when you say it out loud, it's probably much worse than saying it, you know, or thinking about it inside of your head. can't erase it. People think, oh, I said something, I'm going to erase, you know, or void, or whatever. No, it's not going to get rid of it because it's already out there. So you need to do a timeline crash before it gets activated. So you want to get those thoughts and the communication on the timelines removed, because some alien may hear you and put you on a timeline. Maybe they're going to have you, you know, for the 10 minutes that they are allowed to have you for in a week, and they go, ah, this person is worried about paying their phone bill, you know? Well, I got them in 2 weeks, and that's when the phone bill's due. I'm going to start planning something to create a situation to where I can get energy from this person. And the best way is they're already worrying about their phone bill. And what I'm going to do is find out and make some contracts with the other aliens who are going to have, you know, possession of that body maybe a day before, and see if they can work with me. And we'll have them lose that $50 for the phone bill. And now when I got them, now I'm going to reap all those benefits of their anxiety and everything else going on. So you don't really want to bring up anything too much. Just know that you already have it. That's why I said you have to own your reality. You have to become your reality. The fact that you're needing to get an extra job, you know, to pay for something, well, then own the reality that you already have it. The job might come to you a lot easier, and there's no strings attached. So, you know, it might be hard to do. I can talk about this, but it may be a little more difficult for people to manage that, because you may have some blockage in there preventing you from getting that extra job or something. But that's the whole process, is you want to be in the moment. And when you're in the moment, then you can observe things and use discernment. And at that point, the discernment isn't necessarily a judgment. You're just looking at it and go, okay, next scene, or been there, done that. You're not putting energy onto it. Whenever you put energy on something, fret about something, worry about something, then automatically you're on that timeline. So that's where you don't want to be. And people will do that for you. And part of this clearing here, one of these clearings on one of the options there is about people doing this to you, and that's what they do. You know, that's why most people kind of want to back away from their old friends who bring in all the trauma and dramas to them, because they know better. And they go, I don't want to experience that any longer. I'm tired of that. I've already had, you know, 10 years of this person, you know, complaining about a bad relationship or something, and I don't want to go there any longer. You know, because it used to be your own support group, you know, and this person hasn't got married, you know, for 10 years because they have all these issues, we'll say, and you don't want to deal with them because you're probably in a nice relationship. So why go into their relationship trying to analyze them to help them out? So that's putting you onto their timeline. And all of a sudden your timeline with your happy relationship, you know, may go to hell in a handbasket because they're bringing you into that. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to go on to the next section. The next one says, choose the timeline, and they are already checked. You can probably uncheck them, but it says, past timeline, present timeline, current now, future timeline, and alien timeline. And I would just leave them checked, because so you're really doing timeline crashes with this clearing as well, right?
Yes, that is correct. But some people want to know where their problems are, okay? And so, you know, some people are really sensitive to energies. Let's just say that you don't know what's happening to you. You have a problem, a condition that you're dealing with, and you want to see if it's going to be on a future timeline. So you just only check that one and see if you feel any energy in your body, so you know kind of where it's coming from. So that's why we put boxes there, so you can actually sample, you know, the different situations there.
Okay.
So the last one is alien timelines. The other ones are your timelines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a little confusing. So what you have is the timeline that you are creating, and then the aliens take that and create it for you, okay? That's the first three, mm-hmm. past, present, future. So that's you're responsible for, okay? Now, the last one is alien timeline. So you might go, well, wait, aren't they all timelines? Aren't they all the same? No. these are timelines that the aliens are probably taking you on that are tangent to what you're actually experiencing. So they're creating a timeline just purposely for you because of some reason. And your thoughts are not controlling that timeline, but they want to bring you into one. That could be more like your maybe your spiritual contracts and agreements with your soul family. They can put you into that timeline because they're controlling the planets and giving you energy in your body to make you change the way you feel. If you look at your life, most people will typically feel different on different days. And that's because the planets have a different pull on you, a different consciousness, different programs being, you know, sent to you. Well, that's the head connectors, we'll say, and the satellite crashes and the implants going off. And so that's what they're doing to you. And they can put you on their own timeline where they want to really, you know, use you up a lot. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So in the next section, it starts with option one. This is where you actually get a lot of choices. It's alien race attack removal. And the first one, it says unknown. And then after that, it says off-planet alien races and on-planet alien races. And I noticed that you can, it's one of the three. If you really don't know, which I personally usually don't know, can you do unknown? And or is that making a lot of work for the light beings?
No, because you're being hooked up. So they're finding the energies that are attached to you and going after them. Now, there are people that, let's just say that you took a trip to visit the pyramids. Well, that's an alien race there, and you don't know what's under the pyramids and what vortexes are there. So you know about that, okay? And so that would be on planet, okay, because you went there. Went and visited Stonehenge. You went over to some church and saw, you know, this beautiful cathedral or something, you know. You went to Area 51. Well, those are all, you know, on-planet stuff here. And so that you would know about. So it's kind of the way you have to look at it. You know, I did this, been there, and, yeah, that must be on-planet, okay? The other one, the off-planet stuff, that's out in the beyondo. And that you may not have any consciousness awareness of. But you may have visions or dreams, possibly, of something going on, but then maybe not. But unknown is good. The on-planet is where you know that you got hooked up. But a lot of people who have got hooked up, they can go, yeah, I felt fine until I went to those pyramids, or I felt fine until I had this initiation of going into a vortex or something. You know what you did. That's why it's on-planet. And they're all alien race stuff. Hey, back to you.
Yes, I believe when you think about it, it seems obvious, but we're kind of taught that, oh, there's this thing on this planet, and it's so exciting to see, so a lot of people just go. But now we know. Somebody brought it here at some point. So then this whole section, it has a lot of different places. So there is a long list under alien race. I have never even heard of most of these. So it might take a person longer than a month if they had to do each separate one. So
well,
I don't know.
What normally happens is some people might be consciously aware of what race, you know, has got them, okay? And so, and you may not even know. You may be looking on this thing here, scrolling down, and there's a lot there. I don't know how many's there, but maybe there's 50, I guess. Plus these are what people have talked about and known about. So all of a sudden, you know, you just see this name there, and you go, wow, Syrians. That rings a bell to me. I don't know how, but the name Syrian kind of, you know, is doing something to me. So you know, well, I better try that one. You normally would know what it would be, okay? If you don't know, then, you know, that's the unknown section. But there are people that say, yeah, you know, I've did research on it, you know, in the past, and, you know, maybe you happen to go on different sites and somebody had pictures drawn And obviously you go, ah, that's the one that got me. You know, your hair stands up on end and your body starts shaking or whatever. And you go, yep, that's the guy, you know. And then you find out, oh, this happens to be a Palladian. Oh, wow, okay. And so then you go to Palladian and you put it in there to get them off you. So that's, the way it works, you know. But you don't need to really know, but some people do know. So it just kind of empowers you more because, you know, you can, you know, at least put it in there. And if you don't know, you can type it in. It might be a race that you is listed someplace. Maybe you did your research. I don't recommend doing research on things like this because all of a sudden you go to a website and you start looking for stuff. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. And they're probably watching you through the website as you're checking out different aliens, okay? Oh, anyway, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Yes, I know I've heard a lot of stories of different people saying, I spoke to this specific race when I was such and such a year old, and they have all sorts of stories, so they would know, but many people probably wouldn't know. But it's actually the list, it looks like about 200 different races, many I have never heard of or even considered. So then it says attack from where, and there's a lot of choices here. It says like alien planet, alien ship, artificial intelligence ship, cloud ship, inner Earth, others, in which case you would have to know what it is and write it in, starship, and then unknown is also a choice. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times you might feel funny. You know, they're not really going to typically whack you over the head, so you go, wow, I've been attacked by the aliens, you know, but you might feel maybe your handwriting changing somewhat or your speech changing, or you may feel, you know, maybe a little nauseous or a little dizzy. Remember, they're in control of time. So all of a sudden you feel this way because you were maybe abducted in their time, maybe for a couple of hours, and they may have been experimenting with you, but you don't know that because... Remember, the clock's still going tick-tock, tick-tock, and in the process, you're gone, but you don't know that because you're living in their created time-based reality that's much slower than theirs. Remember, they can speed things up and do a lot, you know, between the pixels, we'll say, okay? So all of a sudden, you feel kind of goofy, and you happen to look up in the clouds, and sure enough, you see the alien ship that got you, and you go, wow. I'm going to go up here and look for the alien ship. And there it is, alien ship. Okay, I'll do that. And go in there and clear it out. And with your mindset of seeing that, the light beings can go and take out that ship for you and get rid of it. But you won't have to deal with them again. Oh, that's okay. Kind of being very simplistic of what happens, okay?
Right. Okay. So then the next one, just in this section, and I'm going to spend just a little bit more time on this one just because it seems to be longer than some of the others. It says attack location, and there's a couple choices here. So these seem to be places that maybe you think it happened within your reality. It says like bedroom, car, on your computer, house, others, television. I'm sure a lot of stuff gets transferred through the TV and shows that we watch. And if you don't know it, it also has a choice of unknown again. So that's kind of good. Okay. And then the next one is where on your body you think it happened. So this is a pretty long list. I won't go through it, but it just names different body parts. And also, if you're not sure, it still has an unknown choice, which is really good. And then what time of day? And it looks like it lists every time of day, just evening, midday, morning. But you could just say others. Right, or the light beings would be able to figure it out and find what that is.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then still within that section, but it looks like another choice, like one of the main ones on top. So it says custom off planet or on planet attack origin / attack type / attacking my. Oh, so this is if you know specifically what happened, for you to write it in. So it looks like a spot for you to do that.
Yes. Most people that are under attack will be attacked in their bedroom at night. Okay, so right away you have two of those boxes there that you can fill out, you know, time of day, you know, and location, and they may get your feet. So let's just say that, you know, you're getting attacked on your feet at night, you know, so you have three boxes you just filled out. And then the custom one is, you know, if it's on or off planet, and you can kind of figure that out too, maybe. But, you know, it's it could be used if you need it, okay? And all these can help you.
I was wondering if we could have a sample healing of people that have had an attack on their feet recently, particularly in the night.
Okay, so here we go. Typically, attacks on your feet will be like pinpricks. And you know that you are under attack, we'll say, and or they're taking your energy, which is, you know, we're using that same thing, okay? They're doing something to you, and that would be an attack because they shouldn't be messing with you. So typically, if your body jerks, you know, you're laying in bed, maybe you're reading a book, watching TV, or trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden your body jerks or jumps, you know, well, they just got you. You go, oh, geez, under attack now. Or maybe, you know, you have a partner and you're in bed with them and all of a sudden they start jerking around, jumping up and down, you know, and they don't know about the light ship or anything else because, you know, they don't understand it. And you look at them and you go, oh, man, that person's under attack. To get your computer and, you know, get the clearing and put them in there because you don't want it to come to you. You know, they already found that person. So that's kind of what happened. But normally, you will feel pinpricks. That's basically what happens. So here we go. So think of, if you can remember, when you had pinpricks, maybe you were half asleep, didn't know because you were abducted. But here we go. Releasing that energy that hit you last, okay? So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You want to just get up and walk and just see if, you know, you're walking a little different or maybe walking easier. I don't know. Now, it depends on what they put on your feet. If you still have implants there, maybe somehow they put an implant and wonder why you've been limping the last couple of weeks, you know. You didn't do anything, but all of a sudden you're limping. What I'll do is release an implant here if you have one in your feet. So here we go. And you can still walk. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments from people, too. But this is a little sample for you.
Okay, thank you. Great. So,
and also, so next you're out and about, and you see a mother, you know, carrying a, you know, an infant or something, and out of nowhere the infant starts crying, and you see it, you know, wiggling its legs, trying to crawl away, basically, but it can't. It's under attack. Well, normally they all pick on the, you know, the young infants and children. You know, as the mother's holding them, and you wonder why that baby's squirming and making all this noise, and you just think, well, maybe has some kind of internal problem or something, or, you know, needs to eat or whatever. No, it's under attack. It was peaceful, and all of a sudden it starts jerking around. So that's next time you see that, be aware. I want to take a wide berth around the mother and the infant or the child because you don't want them to find you, you know. Anyway. If there's anybody listening who has a baby, they'll start to understand what I'm talking about. Because all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, the child starts, you know, whimpering and crying. You don't know what it is. That's what it is. They're under attack. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I actually have seen that occur. And I wonder if it's because babies are so emotional. Because they'll start crying or squirming, and maybe the aliens are feeding off of that.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So it looks like the very next section is alien attack. Alien attack channeled through humans removal. So this one has a little bit of an explanation, and I'll just read it. It says, sometimes people are used as conduit for energetic transmissions from aliens. This may or may not be the case always, but you could also use this section for people sending mind control transmissions and psychic attack energies to you. And I like this one because it has a nice little list of brother-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, other relatives, others, pets, which is interesting, sister-in-law or unknown, or it has a little space for you to write it in, because it could be your friend, it could be anybody, I guess. And then it also has a little section for what time of day, and if you have anything else to say or let the light beings know, you can put that in the box below that. You can write it in yourself.
Yep, so that's good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's non-aliens attack. Okay, so that's through other humans. Then option three, and I think we could do a couple sample ones in this section. It says alien implant removal. And I believe that a lot of people, I guess, have implants. Right, Ron?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. A lot of people have implants.
So I was hoping if we could get a sample for implants that people would have in their brain.
Okay, here we go. So hard to say how this is going to affect you, but we'll typically, let's just let's work for an implant that could give people headaches. So I don't know if people out there get headaches. I don't get headaches whatsoever, but I imagine people get them off and on. So let's release the energy of an implant that would be causing people to have a headache. So here we go. And remember, if the implant's in you and it was, maybe it went off a month ago, you haven't had a headache for a month, you're still going to feel the relief. So here we go. You might feel maybe more space in your head. You might feel maybe not being as numbed out or dumbed out or whatever. A little more consciousness, maybe more clarity. So you will feel a change. So here we go. Releasing that implant. I'll get one of them here. So one, two, three, and you may have more than one, so just know that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. So hopefully that'll help. I'll release an implant, another one, for maybe sinuses. Maybe you know, the pollen season is kind of here, in a sense. So maybe you have an implant and you think it's pollen season or whatever, and it's just an implant going off. So here we go. I'm going to take an implant out of your nose here. And here we go. We'll do the left nostril first here. Go. Doing some looking, searching. There, we got one. There we go. Coming out. There, that one's released. And now your right nostril. Go. Hey, there, that one's out. So a lot of people say, well, what are these things doing to me? Well, you know, that could be anything. So back to you.
Great. There's one of the choices in this section, and it says, energetic cording to other people. Is that going to get rid of a cord, or is that an implant that creates the cord?
Possibly both. The implant would probably create the cord, okay?
Oh.
So, you know, it has like a little tentacle on it to cord people.
Oh, like somebody that you continually get corded to.
Yeah, just kind of think of an octopus, you know, and its tentacles going out to grab somebody, you know, to cord and get energy to bring it into you, which, you know, goes to them. Or maybe it's the energy inside of you doing it too. So, so it doesn't sound too good.
No. Okay, and then there's another one on here, and it is called tracking device. And yeah, I don't know if you want to do another sample.
Yeah, I can do that. That's also, we have the free clearings for that too. Under,
right.
I think, free sample clearings there. So, but here we go. Oh, boy. Here we go. I don't know where to focus on here. I'll focus on the heart center, heart chakra, if you have a tracking device there to bring people to you with, in a sense, heart energy. So here we go. So, releasing that energy here. Okay, there we go. Just see if that helps everybody. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great. So in the same section, and this is still option 3, alien implants removal, there's a customized section. So I'm thinking if you have a lot of pain, let's say you always have pain in the same spot, like in the same elbow, and you can even say, oh, maybe I had an accident at a certain age, but it still is the same spot, same pain. If you think that that's an implant, is that what you're going to write in the box there and then see if it goes away?
Yes, I would definitely try that. You know, your first part, I want to get rid of entities, but it could be an implant there and the radiating stuff out that you physically can't see. You may not be able to feel it either. You know, you may not feel a bump or anything. Maybe an energetic implant, and it's causing you problems and pain. And all of a sudden,
right,
you may do that clearing, and it may just go away. Remember, some of these things could be dormant in you, or, you know, maybe you've been experimented with when you're 2 years of age, and the alien race goes, well, we don't want this person any longer, but they left all the hardware in you. Okay? So you're filled full of stuff that isn't being used and maybe never will be, but you still have it. Like I said, you know, you wonder why you're limping, you know. Well, you could have something in your foot that's been there for a long, long time, and you just think it's normal because you're used to it. So remember, just because an alien race isn't bothering you now or never will do, and they have in the past, though, they may still have this stuff with you. May take too much energy to take it out of you. So, you know, for them. Maybe it's old technology. Maybe they moved on and, you know, leaving you with the older stuff that, you know, they invented a long time ago. And they don't care. You're not going to live very long. So they don't, you know, they're not interested in longevity for you. They just got what they could use from you and left. So back to you.
Oh, it sounds so not nice. So if there's some random pain in you, this might help. All right, so the next section is option 4, and it says alien parasitic life forms removal. So the first one on here says alien life forms transferred, obtained by touching others. And we live in a society where people, you know, it's considered polite to put your hand out and shake your hand, especially in business, or some people even hug each other. And right there, you could get something. So I was wondering if we could get a sample about maybe the last person that touched each of us.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So the last person you shook hands with, okay, and just think of what hand it was. Probably your right hand, I would assume, but may not be. So here we go. Taking the energy out the palm of your hand where you made that contact. Here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now, some people, when they shake hands, they squeeze hard, okay? You wonder, why are they doing that? Well, maybe they only squeezed you hard. Maybe they had a shapeshifter inside of you, and they wanted to squeeze hard to give you a little bit of pain so they could connect more energetic cordings to you, okay? They had to go through your body energy to be on a deeper level to connect to you. So the shapeshifter came in, alien, and squeezed your hand harder, you know, using, you know, remote controlling the body, And all of a sudden now, you know, you might go, geez, you know, my hand throbbed afterwards. Why do they do that, you know? So let's do that for somebody who really squeezed your hand hard. Oh, here we go, taking them away with that. And, you know, we're talking about stuff that could have happened 50 years ago, you know, who knows? So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And making it more like a physical thing. Maybe they had an implant there that they were holding, an energetic implant in, and just a light touch would not penetrate your body's energy. So they wanted to squeeze you to, like, slam it into you, you know, like a vice. So we'll see if anybody has any comments on that. Interesting what we have coming through either today or, you know, afterwards for the next show to see how people are doing with this. Back to you.
Right. Okay, and then the rest of this list under that is about, I don't know, maybe 50 to 75 different choices. And it says many of them that are listed here are what we know as parasites, but some of them are just like octopuses. You wouldn't consider an octopus a parasite, but I know that you've talked about octopus energies being something that you can't necessarily see, and it is a parasitic energy.
Yeah, they do have their physical counterparts here, along with the invisible ones.
Right.
But we have those listed.
So that's a nice big list. And also, if you don't know, unknown is a choice again. So then, under that, there's a list. It's a status of above life form. So it could be dead, could be dormant, could be hidden, could be living, or it could be just their waste products. And again, you can do unknown in case you don't know. And then there's another space for you to put in your own thing if there's something not on the list. So then the next one under that is option 5. It says alien shapeshifter life form removal. And this one is kind of fun. It says alien shapeshifter life form removal, and the drop-down box starts with lizards. Then it goes to rats, red-eyed devils, reptilians, unknown, and then two things that we see in a lot of television today, vampires and werewolves. I found that very interesting when I saw that on this list. So why are those? I mean, I would think that that's folklore, but this kind of suggests that you're like, no, this is something that exists, and they're just invisible to most people.
Yeah, and they can appear. That's what a lot of the movies will show these, and zombies now, you know. A lot of the zombie movies. I think that movie, I think they're bringing it out again. Falling Skies or something like that. I saw it on Netflix, and the series wasn't you know, up to date. So I think they're bringing it out this year with another series on it, and it might be on TV. But anyway, yeah, a lot of shows are about zombies now.
Zombies are.
Yeah, and these are all aliens that typically come in. You know, they're taking over the body. And they want to eat people, typically. You know, at least the shows depict that. Yeah, there's a lot here that we don't want to have. And a lot of that folklore stuff is all real stuff, but they don't really bring it forward any longer, and it's been forgotten about, you know?
Right. So then it just sounds like a very interesting television show theme.
Yeah, and the aliens want to bring those out. So they're downloading the producers and the writers to bring out something that they can show here to probably activate more of the zombies and people to bring forth that genetic with the implants to make it real. Because once you see it on TV or a movie or something, and maybe you see it more than once, then now that's in your reality, you know? It's kind of like, you know, having water. Now you got to buy water, okay, in a bottle. And when I first saw that, I go, what are they trying to do to us? You know, they're trying to get us all to buy bottled water? If you your tap water wasn't good enough. You know, did it really change that much over the last 5 years when we didn't have bottled water? Now you're buying bottled water, and you know, they're just telling you to buy it, you know. Anyway, so, but once you get that reality, and then you kind of like follow suit, everybody else is doing it, or they know about it, and all of a sudden you go, yeah, you know, wow, that's, you know, alien ships. I've heard of alien ships. I've seen all these movies about alien ships. When are they going to come here, you know? And what are they going to do to me when they come? Well, there's, some shows may show them as nice, but most don't. And so all of a sudden you have that in your conscience that, yeah, they're coming. They're just setting everything up so that you have that reality.
Would that be seen if you're like watching the show and you're excited about it? Would that be seen by them as your acceptance of it?
Yeah, that would be, and you may be on those timelines. Remember, the timelines from what you think is your future, they can drop you right into those timelines in your now on the timeline. Okay. So as you watch maybe an alien movie, and they're depicting something that, you know, a lot of them start off, you know, we'll just say like, you know, in the year 2100, right? And they start the movie. Well, right away, you're on the 2100 timeline. And you start watching it, and you kind of like it, or you, you know, you think you're going to be, you know, this the main star of the particular show. That's you now, you know, because you're role-playing, right? And you're going along with this guy or whatever. And now you're in the movie. And they can copy and paste that 2100-year timeline that you watched into the timeline right now, and you're living here and also living on that 2100-year timeline, doing all the stuff to you that you saw in the movie. And it looks like our show is kind of coming to an end shortly here.
Okay.
But maybe do another one here. We've probably got maybe four minutes.
Okay. The next one says alien mind hypnosis. Is there any sample healing we could do concerning that one?
Boy. I'll just do something for maybe numbing your brain out or your consciousness. It may not be your brain. Be the mind energy where it's... I'll take out an energetic implant that's preventing you from understanding what we're talking about. And that could also be that 2,000-year darkness barcode. So here we go, releasing that one implant. So it could be hundreds, but we'll get one of them, the main one that's helping them so you're kind of dumbed out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That felt pretty good. Okay, mm-hmm. So... we got our four-hour call coming up on the 13th, I believe, this month. It'll be a week from this coming Saturday. And then we have our 8-hour call after that. So that'll be coming up on the 14th, 21st, and 28th of this month. That's where we take out these alien life forms that are invisible to you that's causing you harm. Oh, I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop. If we can see if we have any comments, maybe continue on with this particular clearing page next Wednesday.
Okay.
Here we go. Mind to heart drop, everybody. Oh, you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And that way you're going to be at peace. So here we go. Dropping down. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie doke. There we go, everybody. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, people in the background there. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Well, hopefully you have some wonderful healing. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.